Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. You must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, you must be holy, because I am holy. I suspect that we all respond in much the same way to the command that we should live holy lives. We feel a closeness to Isaiah, who went into the temple one day and who was overwhelmed by the holiness of God. He responded with embarrassment, not only because he didn't feel remotely holy himself, but because he was conscious that he lived in a society that was anything but holy. I'm sure we can easily identify with his response. But Isaiah learnt that it was possible for him to be totally cleansed, and in that incredible encounter, he was set free from his sin and commissioned to become a spokesman for God. The word holy means separate or set apart. God doesn't want our lives to be dragged down by the selfish and destructive influences of our society, but to be set apart for him. And just like Isaiah, that can only happen as we experience God's forgiveness. A few verses later, Peter wrote, "You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters." Everything turns on our experience of God's forgiveness. Without it, we will continue to be held back by our sin, guilt, and failures. We won't be able to get on with living today because of the heavy weight of the past. But when we confess our sins from the past and receive God's gift of forgiveness, we can step forward into a new life which is characterized by love. The danger with a word like holy is that we assume that it's reserved for very special people. We think of people like Mother Teresa or Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who lived exceptional lives, and we are happy to associate the word with them. But the truth is that you and I are called to a life of holiness, unholy as we know ourselves and our society to be. And all of that is made possible through the miraculous gift of forgiveness which God offers to us right now. Let me pray with you. Loving God, we confess that we've often let you down in thought, word, and action. We ask you to forgive our sins and help us to live lives that are set apart for you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.